If you tune into Czech radio on New Year's Day, at some point you'll hear this. The Czech presidential fanfare, played to introduce the president's annual address to the nation. It was Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, who established the tradition when he addressed listeners on Czechoslovakia's 10th birthday in 1928. Here is a short extract, which also happens to be one of the oldest recordings in our archives.
Demokracie není pouze formou státu, nýbrž také metodou všeho veřejného a soukromého života. Je názorem na život.
Democracy is not just a form of state, but also something that permeates all public and private life. It is a view of life. The basis of democracy is agreement among people, reasonable interaction, love and humanity.
Podstata demokracie je zhoda lidí, jejich mírné občování, láska, lidskost.
60 years later, the president was Gustav Husák, and at the time Czechoslovakia's communist leaders had a very different idea of what democracy meant. By the late 1980s, huge changes were underway in many countries of the Eastern Bloc, but in Czechoslovakia it was business as usual. Here is a short extract from Gustav Husák's New Year address on January the 1st, 1989. From the depth of my heart, I greet our Soviet brothers, the nations of other socialist countries, and friends of Czechoslovakia the world over. Once again, I would like to wish you good health, joy, goodwill, and success at work, so that we can fulfill our common plans together, and so that our homeland, the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic, may continue to flourish. This was to be Gustav Husák's last New Year address as president. Within a year, the communist regime had collapsed and Václav Havel was swept to Prague Castle. In his first presidential address, Havel's message was the exact opposite of that of his predecessor.
40 let jste v tento den slyšeli z úst mých předchůdců v různých obměnách totéž.
For 40 years, you have heard my predecessors tell you in various versions the same thing, that our country is flourishing and that the most wonderful opportunities are opening before us. I assume that you have not chosen me for this office in order for me to lie to you. Our country is not flourishing. To this day, President Havel's words of January the 1st, 1990 are well remembered. In a sense, they mark the end of the Velvet Revolution and the symbolic first step on the long and difficult path to reform. But more of that in future editions of From the Archives.